Company of One, episode number 60.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan, dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
And welcome to the 60th episode of Company of One. This is Dale Callahan. I am your host. And I am here. I just want to share some thoughts today from a conference I just came, I went to out in Dallas. I spent the last couple of weeks in Dallas at the Boost Leadership Conference, a new conference that is put on by members of my mastermind group. And I went out to help. Had no agenda, had nothing going on in particular, for no particular reason for me to be there except to attend, except I wanted to also help. So I'm going to give you some takeaways. I mean, it was one of those things where I go to something and I got more out of it than I put into it. And I think that was the great message. And I want to challenge you to do the same. And I'm going to give you some things that I learned from it. It was a great conference. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Discover the Entrepreneur in You. That is my course that I have developed over a long period of time, helping people discover that entrepreneurial spirit in them and get unstuck. So often what I find is I sit down with people to help counsel them through an entrepreneurial venture. They're stuck. They don't know what to do first. They don't know what actions to take. And they waste a lot of time, energy, and money on the wrong actions. So with that, I'm going to give you five takeaways from the Boost Leadership Conference. Now, I went again to this conference in Dallas, Texas. I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. But let me give you the takeaways kind of in a per-speaker, in a per-speaker mode. The first speaker in the conference, the first primary speaker, was Jonathan Milligan, who I've given you, if you remember, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, I did an interview with him about creating mastermind groups. Jonathan is the wisdom, the wise head of our mastermind group, has lots of experience creating mastermind groups. We have a very, very powerful group. So, As Jonathan took the stage, his message was leaders need to connect and to collaborate with others. Really a great message since, hey, we're in a mastermind group. That's what we're doing. Leaders so often what we do is it's not even leaders. We're all leaders, but people in general, what we do is we hide. And especially people in the technology world, they tend to hide. They don't want to collaborate. They don't want to connect with others. And it seems like you're doing the right thing when you're doing that. But Jonathan's message was leaders should seek counsel. His quote was, "No one ever arrives at a place where they never need wise counsel." Boy, is that true. It doesn't matter where you are, how far you've come, or how little you've done, you need wise counsel. Secondly, or his second subpoint for Jonathan was that leaders surround themselves with others who are moving in the same direction. Wow, this is you just don't know. I joined this mastermind group in December, about 6 months, 7 months, 8 months ago. It has been one of the most powerful things I've ever done. And I'm not kidding. I'm not apologizing. That's just in terms of business, where you're going, getting help, getting structure. The mastermind group is better than anything I have ever paid for to go to, than any course I have ever taken. If you find the right mastermind group, now I'm going to put a link in the show notes, which are, by the way, at DaleCallahan/60, I'll put a link in the show notes to how to create that mastermind group where I interviewed Jonathan. Jonathan's quote here was, come out of isolation and surround yourself with other wise people heading in the same direction. And he quoted from the stage something very powerful that I've heard many times before by Jim Rohn. You're the average of the five people you spend most of your time with. Now you think about that. Write down on paper the names of the people you spend most of your time with. Their salary is your average. Their average salary is about where you are, I bet. Their trustworthiness, their leadership, just in every characteristic, you tend to mimic the people you hang around. He says leaders are more interesting by being interested in others. As a leader, you can speak to thousands at once, but you can only listen to one at a time. Here the message is, leaders listen intently. Jonathan, and I've heard him use this many times, and he uses PIE, P-I-E, which is be present, be interested, and be encouraging. I think that is our motto for our mastermind group. It's so encouraging to each other because everybody's interested in each other's capacity and abilities and what's going on. Now, the next person to take the stage was Dennis McEntee. And Dennis and I, I've really gotten to know Dennis. And Dennis and I have spent quite a bit of time together on the phone. We spent some time together driving through Dallas. And Dennis is one of these guys that will always challenge you. He's a leadership coach, goes into companies all the time and constantly working with their leadership to try to make the companies perform better. And usually it's about a lot of personality issues. But this statement, when he took the stage and said, leaders intentionally grow their capacity. Now, what we normally hear is, I don't have time for that. I'm at full capacity. I'm running 110%. All these bravado kind of terminologies. And if we think about an automotive car plant or anything that's running at capacity, we don't really want to be running below capacity very often, and we don't want to be running above capacity very often. But his point here is, how do you increase your capacity? And he drew a picture on the board or on the screen about, it's not about learning more information, but it's about execution. You know, so often what we think we need to do when we need to get to a different place is I need to learn something. And that may be true. You know, I'm a big fan of books. I'm a huge fan of education. You know, I think it's excruciatingly important. But so often learning something is an excuse. Learning something is just an excuse for doing something. Dennis quoted, information does not produce results. Execution gets results. And we've got to remember that. If you learn something great, how are you going to execute on what you learn? He further up said, grow your capacity by seeking feedback. And again, we're looking at how do I grow my capacity? You can only change what you can see. Think about that. You can't change things that you can't see. If you don't know that you have a problem, you can't change it. Dennis said he was in a hotel room once, was overweight, thought he was a chubby guy, and looks in the mirror, and he's got that feedback in the mirror, and he recognized he's not chubby. He's fat. Now, if you know Dennis today, Dennis is anything but fat. I mean, anytime I've been out of town with Dennis and we're in a hotel, he's running. He'll go running. He'll run the stairs. He's working out. I don't think he's a fanatic, but he's in great shape. But he got that way by first seeing reality. You can't fix what you cannot see. So you need feedback to do that. You need other people speaking into your lives. And especially from a leadership perspective, you need people to give you that feedback. Where are you weak? Where are you strong? They use the thing, stop, start, and you know, what should you stop? And what should you start doing? well, I think it was keep, stop, start. You know, what should you keep doing? What should you start doing? And what should you stop doing? And you need other people to help you figure that out. Dennis also said that you need to ask better questions. The quality of your life is the quality of the questions you ask. Boy, you know, how we need to question ourselves. But you've got to question the right thing. Our mastermind group does a powerful job of this, and this is where people can speak to you. When I went to my mastermind group, and there was a subject coming up about my work with the university, and someone asked me the question, you know, how do you like working for the university? You know, is this where, and they were, what they were driving at is, are you planning on leaving, staying? You know, this was a keep, start, stop question. And I started explaining. I said, well, the university is really great. We got great people around there. There's lots of benefits. And I started listing off the benefits. And Dennis was the guy who cut me off right in mid-sentence and said, you're not answering the question. You know, the question was, do you want to keep doing this? Don't start listing the benefits because you can find some. But what do you want to do? So you need people to ask you these tough questions, to ask you the quality questions. Now, the third speaker there, and his message was, leaders make a plan and act. And this was Jeff Goins, and some of you may know Jeff Goins. He's a New York Times best-selling author. I'd met Jeff on a couple occasions, but I never really spent a lot of time with him. I spent quite a bit of time. As a matter of fact, all of us spent a lot of time together at this conference. Breakfast, morning, lunch, dinner, into the way, and you know, we were till midnight one night sitting out there just talking. Jeff and I spent a lot of time in the car just talking because we spent a lot of time driving around Dallas for various reasons. But Jeff is an interesting bird that he's just recently left his day job to start on his life as a writer. So he has some unique insights that are pretty fresh. And one thing he said was, when you're planning and acting, you need to be willing to share your plans with others. Where do you want to go? You know, so often what we want to do is we want to hide things from others. Instead, we need to share things with others, to share things with others about where we want to go, what we're trying to accomplish. People who want to grow often hide their pursuit or journey from those who would encourage them. How sad is that? But we do that. We all do that. His other point was to create new habits slowly. You know, a lot of times what we want to do is we want to be very intense. Going back to Dennis's point of execution, we want to be very intense, make things happen overnight. Things don't happen overnight. And he was talking about the Pimsleur method for learning a new language, which was to immerse yourself in it 30 minutes per day to create a habit. Now, Jeff was telling me as we were driving back from the airport, it was just the two of us, and I was kind of asking him how his life felt different now that he had made this move, and a little bit about his transition. And he was sharing with me, he says, you know, I used to consider myself a writer, and that's what he does for a living. I used to consider myself a writer, kind of, but I would write when the motivation hit me. He said, then I realized that's no way to operate. That's not pro. A pro doesn't wait till they see inspiration to paint, to write, to program, to do. Whatever it is you do, you don't wait for the moment of inspiration. That's not pro, that's a hobby. And he was called on the carpet by other people, and he recognized that he had to immerse himself in what he wanted to do for at least 30 minutes a day, whether he felt like it or not. As he said, I had to go pro. And it was in this where he took the small steps toward his goal. And his quote, and I don't remember, I think he said this in the car, and I just thought this was so profound. He said, it's not about taking a leap, it's about starting. And wow, that's true for all of us. The fourth person who took the stage here was Michael Nichols, who was the center of the conference, who was the person who arranged the conference. The entire conference was built around leaders creating a personal plan, or you might call it a life plan. And he said at the very beginning, as he started to introduce, that leaders have a plan for their lives. They don't let things happen by chance. I mean, things do happen by chance, but it's things happen with intention. And his point is, a plan helps you focus your time and money. A plan helps you focus your time and money. It helps you make the decisions before it's time to make the decisions, if that makes sense. Decisions before it's time to make the decisions. And you think about that, that's really all a plan is. So often we come up to the time of needing a decision made, and it's a crisis moment because we haven't thought about it, planned for it before. So that's where a plan helps you. But the key thing of the conference was this thing, and they showed the movie clip from Remember the Titans, if you've seen the movie about the football team, and they didn't have a great record, and the coach is on the field, and he takes the guy who's one of the leadership guys, and he says, I want you to do the death crawl, and I'm going to blindfold you because I think you can do better than you do. I think you have more to give. And he talks him through, and the guy does the death crawl. I'll put a link to the movie if you haven't seen it, or you don't remember it, or you want a refresher of the movie. But in it, the point was, the guy wasn't giving all that he had. He had more to give. Now, isn't that such a contrary statement today when we're saying, I don't have any more to give, be selfish of your time, learn to say no? Now, I still agree with those things, but you have to give more than you think you can give. That's a hard thing for me to say. Michael was telling the story about when he was in a tough time in his life, and somebody came to him needing him desperately. As a matter of fact, a photo on the top of this was Dennis and Shelby. Now, I don't know the story there. What I do know, I'm not going to share because I don't know what to share. But Dennis came to Michael in desperate times and needing some help. With Shelby was in his fiance. And Michael had nothing more to give but decided to give more for this guy. And what was what's weird is Michael will tell you who won the most. He did. Michael, it changed Michael's life because he stepped out and gave when he didn't think he could give anymore. Which brings me to the fifth point, and this is about me. Now, I didn't speak at the conference. I wasn't on the agenda to speak. The guys had planned the conference before they even knew me. I joined the mastermind group after this thing was all on set and going. But as I listened to Michael talk about this, and I joined Michael and Dennis and Jonathan on some calls about it. And I called Michael later and I said, look, I have no reason to be there. Dallas and Birmingham are right next door to each other. I have no reason to be there. But do you need any help? Now, I don't have time to help. And this was one of those things. I don't have time to help. I don't have any energy to help. I'm going full steam ahead. I'm in a very busy time of the season from our companies and from their university stuff. I don't have time. But something told me I needed to be there. I discussed it with my wife, and Leah said, let's go. So we went to Dallas, and I just stepped out and helped others. And it was one of these, I had more things to give. And I remember, and I got there, and I said, look, man, I'm here just to do whatever you need. I'm just here to support you. I want to be part of what you're doing. Not just this time, but I want to be part of this from now on. And what's so weird is, did I give? Did I support? Yeah. Did I get? Big time. Big time. I learned a lot. I got a stronger connection in so many ways with all these guys. Got to connect with Jeff Goins. You know, we talked long hours into the night with all these, you know, as a group. It was such a powerful connection. I can't describe. I'm not real sure exactly what, but there are things that are changing. Things have got to change. And that just going out to Dallas, spending time with them, and my wife and two sons went with me. So spending time with them was a time of clarity. Step out and help others, because you are going to get the most in return. You do have more to give, and you're going to be the one to get more also. So hope you enjoyed these points. I've put some notes here in the show notes at DelCallahan/60, and put the links to some of the things that are being said and links to the various speakers and their Twitter pages. Hope that you find this useful, and hope that you have a wonderful day.